I'm Walt Lindelow with Look at What's Going On in Our Community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Kurt Lotnin. He is the tournament director of the U.S. National Guts Frisbee Tournament happening this weekend at Tourist Park in Marquette. Here's more about what's happening with Kurt Lotnin.
The original extreme sport is here for the weekend. We got 16 teams registered for our tournament. We'll be doing our tournament brackets here early this afternoon and kicking off the tournament tomorrow morning at 9:45 a.m. with the color guard
and
presentation.
This is something that goes back, like we were talking about, to the early to mid-1970s. And there have been tournaments with 7,500 people in attendance to watch in the past. And that's what you're hoping for. Maybe not this weekend, but to get to that point.
We'd love to get back to that point. And we're really making a push with trying to get this more youth-oriented sport. Mm-hmm. We're really pursuing kids who are in their 16, 17, 18-year-old kids who are about to lose that sport that they played in high school. And when they're done with high school, we'd love them to come over and use their competitive juices to play with us.
So a big question here that maybe some people would have that aren't familiar with it. When you hear Guts Frisbee, what does this mean? Break it down. Show us what's going to happen tomorrow.
So, you know, the object of the game is to throw the Frisbee as fast as you can, as hard as you can, and throw it through the other team's line. So they line up and they try to catch it. And you throw it as fast as you can and try and throw it through them. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. You play to 21. Scoring is just like volleyball. You got to win by two. And you just wouldn't believe how fast and accurate these throws are.
So, especially when you're how far apart?
You're 15 meters apart, so 46 feet. Yep.
Now, that doesn't sound like, you know, that would be a big issue to catch something that's far away until you realize you're looking at 75 to 80 miles an hour.
Correct. It's been calculated that at that distance, it's the equivalent of a 100-mile-an-hour fastball coming into the home plate.
Oh, and we left this part out. You have to catch it with one hand.
Correct. Yep, one hand.
Okay, so tomorrow it gets going over at Tourist Park. People can just show up through the day? I mean, how's it work?
Yeah, it's free to the public, so we encourage people to come on down early. We have a beautiful opening ceremony with the color guard presented by our Vietnam veterans group, and we're very thankful that they come and kick us off every year. And then at 10 a.m. we start playing, and we go straight until about 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, and do it all again on Sunday until we crown a champ about 6 p.m. on Sunday afternoon.
And bring the coolers, that's welcome, but you'll also have some food trucks and stuff like that, you were saying.
Yep, we're going to have a food truck on site, the Island food truck. They're awesome, mm-hmm. So we're glad to have them. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. We got everything covered. We got a great team of volunteers. We'll be down there setting up the fields this afternoon. And I really encourage Marquettians to come on out and give us a look this weekend.
That's Kurt Lotnin. He is the tournament director of the U.S. National Guts Frisbee Tournament this weekend at Tourist Park in Marquette. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.